Remembrance of Allah. Purify your heart with the remembrance of Allah. Purify your heart with the remembrance of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of this beautiful series Remembrance of Allah. And inshallah, in today's episode we are going to be discussing beautiful remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah azza wa jal. But before we do that, let's firstly remind one another to recite durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that ma min abdaini mutahabbaini fillahi yastaqbilu ahaduhuma sahibahu fayusafihuhu wa yusalliyani ala nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam illa lam yaftariqa hatta tughfara dhunubuhuma ma taqaddama minhuma wa ma ta'akhara. Translation: when two people meet out of love for Allah azza wa jal, shake hands and recite salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, their future and previous sins are forgiven before they part hands. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, as we have learned this beautiful hadith with regards to meeting and greeting and reciting durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now we are making the dhikr of Allah, let's inshallah first of all listen to a beautiful hamd in the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we dive deep into today's topic. So stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, 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 Allah,
जिसने तुझको हमतन करम बनाया हमें भीख मांगने को तेरा आस्ता बताया हमें भीख मांगने को तेरा आस्ता बताया तुझे हमद है खुदाया तुझे हमद है खुदाया तुझे हमद है खुदाया तुम्हें हाकिमे बराया तुम्हें कासिमे اتایا تم حاکم برایا تم قاسم اتایا تم دافع بلایا تم شافع خطایا تم دافع بلایا تم شافع خطایا کوئی تم سا کون آیا کوئی تم سا کون آیا کوئی تم سا کون آیا
اللہ
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 کماری پاک مریم وہ نفخت فیہ کادم وہ کماری پاک مریم وہ نفخت فیہ کادم
ہے عجب نشان اعظم مگر آمنا کا جایا ہے عجب نشان اعظم مگر آمنا کا جایا وہی سب سے افضل آیا وہی سب سے افضل آیا وہی سب سے افضل آیا
اللہ
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 یہی بولے سدرا والے چمنے جہاں کے تھالے یہی بولے سدرا والے چمنے جہاں کے تھالے
سبھی میں نے چھان ڈالے تیرے پائے کا نہ پایا سبھی میں نے چھان ڈالے تیرے پائے کا نہ پایا تجھ یک نے یک بنایا تجھ یک نے یک بنایا تجھ یک نے یک بنایا
اللہ
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 ہمیں اے رضا تیرے دل کا پتا چلا با مشکل ہمیں اے رضا تیرے دل کا پتا چلا با مشکل
در روضہ کے مقابل وہ ہمیں نظر تو آیا در روضہ کے مقابل وہ ہمیں نظر تو آیا یہ نہ پوچھ کیسا پایا یہ نہ پوچھ کیسا پایا یہ نہ پوچھ کیسا پایا
اللہ
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 صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویوز. سبحان اللہ, وی آر ڈسکسنگ دا بیوٹیفل ریمبرنس آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. سیدنا سہل ابن معاذ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ رپورٹس فرام ہز فادر دیٹ اے gathering overseen by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place, and the honorable companions were also present there. One of them asked, Ya Rasulullah, who possesses most virtues from these who perform jihad? And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, Aktharuhum lillahi dhikra, meaning those of you who remember Allah, meaning those of you who remember Allah in abundance. The companion again asked another question, Ya Rasulullah, who's the most superior from amongst those who fast? For example, if 100 people fasted, who holds most virtues from amongst them? And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Aktharuhum lillahi dhikra." Those who remember Allah in abundance. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Everyone is fasting whilst bearing hunger and thirst. Yet he who remembers Allah Azza wa Jal the most is the greatest from amongst all of them. Sayyidina Sahal ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu continues to explain that the companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu continued to ask similar questions. And for example, he asked, "Ya Rasulullah, who is the most virtuous of those who pray? Who is the most virtue of those who give zakat?" He asked about every form of worship, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the same answer every time. "Aktharuhum lillahi dhikra." Those of you who remember Allah in abundance. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this now should give us motivation to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, no matter where we are, in whatever state we are. If we are busy doing some sort of work and we cannot really engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our tongue, at least our hearts should be making the dhikr of Allah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the hadith continues. He mentions Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu then returned to Sayyidina Umar Farooq and declared, "O Umar, it seems like only those who remember Allah are privy to every form of goodness." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ajal, yes, O Abu Bakr. This is indeed the case. Those who remember Allah Azza wa Jal and make dhikr of Him in abundance attain every form of goodness." Dear brothers, those who perform good deeds are blessed. But the greatest amongst all of them are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alongside with performing their good deeds and worships. If we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and perform good deeds, we will be successful in immaculating immense reward. And there are ways, alhamdulillah, of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many ways. If you really think about it, there are so many ways in which we can make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have learned how virtuous it is to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we still fall prey to negligence. And what are some of the causes that causes us to be negligent of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For example, if, let's say, our hearts are not really serious, we don't have the presence of heart, and we tend to get lost in our own thoughts, then yes, that can stop us from actively engaging in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another reason could be that one is not interested in performing good deeds, therefore he doesn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A third reason could be that a person is not really fixated on the hereafter, whereas this world is the cultivation for the hereafter. Another reason could be that one is habitual. Some people are habitual of wasting their time, doing meaningless stuff, wasting their time, going wayward, and that causes a person to be oblivious of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And love of the world is also one of the reasons to derive us from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Engaging in futile conversation, backbiting, slandering, lying, cheating, all of these actions take one away from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, let's catch a wake up. Let's remind ourselves and bring ourselves back to the senses that we need to make the zikr of Allah. If this is the virtue that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that no matter what virtuous deeds we may do, even then, the most superior and the virtuous person is he who praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most in abundance. There's no way of knowing how many sins we use our tongues to commit. whereas whatever was left was filled in by social media. Even if we get a moment alone, we grab our phones and become lost in the world of Facebook and YouTube and so on and so forth. And then, it goes perpetually, one video after the other, one comment after the other, and we tend to get lost and lost in the rabbit hole. And that is one of the reasons to deprive ourselves from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We could have made the zikr of Allah. Yes, if you are watching content that reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are watching Madani Muzakara Day, most definitely, believe me, it will definitely remind you of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, a living wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is one sure way to remind you to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So get in the habit of watching content on Madani channel, Mubalighin of Da'wat Islami are there, reminding one another always of making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we only cared about performing good deeds, we should all do an abundance good deeds as much as possible. Alongside this, we should also remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, as this is how we attain distinction in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا.
O believers, remember Allah abundantly. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that remember Allah in abundance such that people call you insane. Allahu Akbar. To this extent, we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make his zikr. And you can really lose yourself in the zikr of Allah, because this is the remembrance and this is the zikr that will inshallah help us in this world and in the hereafter. A companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to him and submitted that inna sharaya al-islam qad kasurat alayya. The rulings of Islam have become too many for me, Ya Rasulullah. Please inform me of an action that I can adhere to firmly. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله عز وجل. Always keep your tongue moist with the zikr of Allah. And Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Aimi rahmatullahi ta'ala comments beautifully on this hadith by saying that it is possible that the questioner was asking about optional worship, meaning optional ibadat. There are many optional worships to perform. So he was asking the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell him that something that he can stick to firmly. To this, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam issued a reply. And the reply was to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. And the goal is for a person to always keep some form of Allah's dhikr on his tongue. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq to do this. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn al-Jabal, a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he once said, and he gave this beautiful advice, that the last time I met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam before he left this world, I asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is the best action that draws one closer to Allah? And he explained in his response, أَنْتَ مُوتَ وَلِسَانُكَ رَطُبٌ مِّن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, that the death should reach you whilst your tongue is moist with the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Aimi rahmatullahi ta'ala yet again explains this beautiful hadith. And he says that it means that the tongue should be occupied with some form of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, as one does not know when death will arrive. You don't know when you're going to die. I don't know when I'm going to die. It could be the next moment. When the angel of death arrives, you should not be engrossed in negligence, but we should be making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal grant us a life in which we are habitual of making the dhikr of Allah without losing a moment. There are many forms of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of the ways in which we can make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we could recite the divine beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the divine attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Qayyum, Al-Hayy, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Muhaymin, Al-Mu'min, Subhanallah. There are, Alhamdulillah, 99 beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only mentioned in the Holy Quran. And there are other places in the Mubarak Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, other names are mentioned. So take any of these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that also becomes a form of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or if you could only say Allah, Allah, that is also the dhikr of Allah. So there are many ways of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you want to make tasbih, that is also one way of making the dhikr of Allah. Pick up a tasbih and start reciting, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem. And you could also say other beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Sami', Ya Sami'. Contemplating the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're looking at something beautiful, you woke up in the morning, you came out of the house and you see this plant and this beautiful flower is opening up in the morning. And you look at it and you say, Subhanallah. You are admiring the beautiful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and contemplating about the beauty of Allah, Subhanallah. How great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, who has created this beautiful little flower that I'm looking at. You could look at your children. We all love our children. You could look at them, Subhanallah, so cute they are. And they should remind you about the Creator, Subhanallah, the divine Creator who has created them, Allahu Akbar. So these are the ways. You could come up with your own unique ways of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by thinking of the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal created the world and beholding the wonders it contains. You look at the mountains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them. And they are mighty mountains. But they are one of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One will then think of Allah's endless majesty and honor. This is the zikr of one's eyes. If you see something beautiful and you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listening to Allah's zikr, this is also the zikr of our ears. Somebody is saying Allah, Allah, or somebody is reciting the Holy Quran, and you listen attentively. Somebody is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is reciting the Holy Quran, and he's saying, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And you are enjoying it, Alhamdulillah. That is also one way of making the dhikr of Allah. Occupying your heart with the thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherever you are. Think in your heart about the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the zikr of one's heart. Reciting or listening to poetic verses in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also a form of the zikr of Allah subhanallah. Talking about the pious predecessors and the people of Allah and reading about their lives, their biographies is also making zikr of Allah because they are the men of Allah. The scholars of Islam even say that to read or listen to accounts regarding Allah's enemies and their bad outcomes is also a form of zikr because you are bad-mouthing Allah's enemies. That is also a form of Allah's zikr. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi describes, zikr of Allah can be done directly or indirectly. Remembering Allah by mentioning His names and attributes is to do so directly, whilst lovingly mentioning those He loves and highlighting the evils of His enemies is also to remember Him indirectly. Allah. The entire Quran is the zikr of Allah, yet it is filled with different topics. For example, it contains the zikr of Allah's being and attributes, the praises and the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and description of the disbelievers. Reciting the Holy Quran is an excellent form of zikr. Thus, everything mentioned previously can all be defined as forms of Allah's zikr in different ways to go about remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The point is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make his zikr. How we make it, inshallah, these are the ways, alhamdulillah. These are some of the ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. If you don't know any better, chant the name, beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, Allah. Chant, alhamdulillah, the beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem. And if you still want to continue more with the zikr, pick up the Quran and start reading, subhanallah. The entire Quran is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Let's inshallah learn as to what a zikr is. Zikr is a state in which the veil of carelessness is removed, is lifted from the heart. Imam Wasiti rahimahullah ta'ala was asked, what is zikr? And he replied, Al-khuruj min maidanil ghafla. Zikr is leaving the realm of negligence. For example, whilst someone is committing a sin, thoughts of his imminent death and being present in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come to him. These ultimately lead to him abandoning the sin altogether. And this is leaving the realm of negligence. This state is known as zikr, subhanallah. Let's say, for example, you were about to do something wrong, and then a thought came to you, to your mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. We all know Allah is watching at every moment. He's all seeing, he's all hearing. But when the thought strikes you and you catch a wake up, you wake up from the slumber of heedlessness, and then you come to realize, what were you up to? And then this thought quickly pulls you away from the wrongdoing. Why? Because you are making the zikr of Allah. You are being reminded of the divine attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-seeing, subhanallah. There are, alhamdulillah, many accounts of those who make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And devils are appointed upon those who are heedless from the zikr of Allah. It is mentioned in the Holy Quran. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّضُ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. And whoever has blinded himself from the remembrance of the Most Gracious, we appoint a devil upon him that he stays with him as his companion. Allah, the final prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said that the trunk of Satan is upon the heart of man. When a person remembers Allah, the trunk withers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. So the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can repel the trunk of the devil and Satan. When he becomes negligent of remembering Allah, the Satan makes his heart a morsel. Allahu Akbar. It is reported from Imam Abu al-Qasim Qushayri rahimahullah ta'ala that once he befriended a Muslim jinn. One day they were both seated in the masjid with other people also present there. And the Muslim jinn asked, can you see something? The Imam Qushayri replied, yes, I can see the people sitting here. The jinn then asked, can you see something else? The Imam replied, saying, no. The jinn placed his hand over the Imam's eyes for a moment, then moved it away and said, now look. Imam Qushayri rahimahullah ta'ala looked towards the people and found black crows sitting on their heads. These crows had long hair covering their faces, some up to the eyes and others to the forehead. Imam Qushayri rahimahullah ta'ala saw this shocking scene and said, what is happening? The Muslim jinn recited the following verse of the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whoever has blinded himself from the remembrance of the Most Gracious, we appoint a devil upon him that he stays with him as his companion. The Muslim jinn explained, these are the devils stationed over them. A devil is in the form of a crow that sits on the head of those who are heedless. When they perform the zikr of Allah, the devil runs away. May Allah protect us from the heedlessness. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all tawfiq to engross ourselves in the beautiful remembrance and the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, I shall see you in the next episode. Until then, keep reciting durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Remembrance of Allah, purify your heart with the remembrance of Allah. Purify your heart with the remembrance of Allah.